feel alright. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let down the facts of this dirty rhythm.
One love.
There is one question I'd really love to ask. Is there a place for all hopeless sinners who has hurt all mankind? Just save the soul, believe.
One love.
Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother, Yehoshua Baca, here to attempt to teach and share what the Most High has shared with me. So let me first give thanks and praise and glory to the Creator of the heavens, the sea, the earth, and all that therein is by saying hallelujah. Now, once again, this is, I wanted to start off with some things the Most High shared with me about the word L-O-V-E. And in Hebrew, it's Ahava. And, you know, we'll get to that later. I think that's going to be at the end. But for the most part, it's, I wanted to start the scriptures from my understanding from the beginning, looking at Genesis, you know, not from chapter one. I kind of haven't made my mind up yet, but mostly I found some interesting things in Genesis chapter three. Okay, so that's the name of this, is from the beginning. But what I come to realize is that the Most High did everything in love, and the Torah is based on love. And I stated before that without love, the 613 laws don't work so well, maybe not even at all, as is the current state of this world today, especially the so-called Negro. So I just want people to meditate on just that, if not anything. How could we do these laws without love? It has to be in there somewhere. Okay, so we have, or I have talked about the attributes that I see that's very important that deal with love, and they are commitment, cleaving, forgiveness, kindness, and I like to put mercy and compassion in there with that, patience, respect, selflessness, and truth. And today we're going to talk about respect, which is the same as fear. So I want to start off, and as I said in the previous recordings, that after I read Leviticus 19, that really opened my mind up to asking myself, well, what is love? And I like to always start off with reading that verse because it's so powerful. Okay. All right, so Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, hallelujah. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Most High. You see that? Love doesn't deal with avenging, bearing grudges. That's not love. So that's a clue there, right? To what it is. And we know that's just not all of it. Okay, so today it's going to be respect, and you can say fear also, right? Okay, so let's go to Exodus. I'm going to go to Exodus 18. Chapter 18. And I'm going to start with 19. Okay, but the reason we went here is for 18 and 21. Exodus chapter 18, starting from verse 19. Hallelujah. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and the Most High shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to the Most High word, that thou mayest bring the causes unto the Most High. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear the Most High, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. You see that? We went here for 21. And we went here for fear. But we also see the word truth, another attribute. And this is how you know we're on the right track, because you're going to keep seeing these same words in combination. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear the Most High, men of truth. Okay? So, I kind of went a little backwards on this one, where it's probably not going to be that many verses. But there's a lot of interesting things, and you look up on the online Merriam-Webster dictionary. Okay, so let's see what this says. When you look up the word fear, it says frighten, to feel fear in. And once again, you know, I have broken this down into three categories with all these words, is, you know, loving the Most High, the people and individuals. And we're going to see that here, right? So, of course, you're not supposed to fear man in the same way that you fear the Most High. because he is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. He created this universe. You know, it's like that saying, no man can stand in the presence of the Most High, because when he comes down, it's like he did on Mount Sinai. We're going to see how many people actually stand up and try to gaze, right? When he comes down again. That's fear. That's respect. How much fear and respect do you give your boss? Is it the same level as the Most High? Some of us do, right? But at the same time, we are supposed to respect people in a place or a position of power, but not like you would the Most High, you know. So what else does it say? Okay, it says, frightened to fear, feel fear in, to have reverential awe of, reverent, honor or respect felt or shown, to regard or to treat with reverence. And I have to stop here and read more what I mean. And I'm sure a lot of people know what where I'm going with this, right? If you're Hebrew, if people in the church call their pastor reverend, well, I'm going to show you the sin that you are committing when you do so. Psalms 111 and verse 9, and I'll read 10 also. Psalms 111, starting from verse 9. Hallelujah. He sent redemption unto his people. He had commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Most High is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endure forever. So we see here that the psalmist is saying, holy and reverent is his name. Now, who want to call themselves reverent? Comparing themselves to the Most High. That's not a good thing, I have to say. You can try to talk your way out of that and say, well, you know, men of God are supposed to be holy, so that's all we're saying. But who is more holy than the Most High? Who is more righteous than him? Nobody. And, you know, it does say that he created us in his image. So we're supposed to always aspire to be as holy as him, because he said we are holy also, right? He said the children of Israel are supposed to be holy because he is holy. And let me see if I can pull that up right quick. Let's see. Holy, holy, holy is he. That's going to be hard to find right quick. Let's see. Let's see, I'm going to have to come back to that. But most people have read that. Let's see. But to continue on, let's continue with the definition of fear and respect. Okay, so see, the synonyms for this word fear is to adore, deify, glorify, reverend, venerate, worship, And we see all these words that deal with the Most High, right? Deifying the Most High, glorifying, reverend, revere, venerate, worship. But a key word in here that deals with the people and individuals is adore. We can't call someone reverend, right? Because you're deifying someone. You are putting a man in the same category with the Most High. This is what he meant when he says, fear him, right? You can't do that. If you fear the Most High, you won't even think about that. Putting a man as the same status as the Most High. People say, man has come down to this earth and seen as holy and as righteous as the Most High, and they start to worship that man. Right? We heard stories like that before. He came to, Jesus came down, and it's this man right now. You know? And we all know that's not right. Right? Because we see all we see the conclusion of that matter all the time. It's never good. Right? So adore. Let's go to the word adore. What does this mean? And we know what it means, but it's always get a clear definition to edify it, right? So it says to regard with loving admiration and devotion. Wait a minute. Right? How did devotion get there? Devotion. That's the same as commitment. Being committed to somebody. Right? What if we implemented all these things with each other and the Most High? What would this nation look like? What would this world be like? It'd be nothing but peace. This would be a peaceful world. No war, no anger. Of course, it's going to be wrath every now and then, but there'd be so much love. It wouldn't be room for hate. Right? Synonyms for this word adore is love, cherish, and worship. See, here it go again. Worship, love, and cherish. How's that sound with cherishing an individual? That sound like something pure, something that is needed in all our relationships, right? We all need somebody physical that we can cherish. And I'm here to tell you that feels so good when you do love somebody. You do have somebody that you want to cherish every minute of the day. Is good. Time sometimes stands still, and other times time zips by, right? But those times when it goes slow are to be savored. Man, I had to pause there because that is something good. Okay, so let's go with respect. What does this mean? What does respect mean in a dictionary? It says an act of giving particular attention. You see that? Attention. Everybody needs attention. Man, woman, child, the Most High, because we are servants, right? So you have to pay particular attention. You know, that's what he tells us to do. The word Shema or hear. Let's go there. Let's see. Deuteronomy 6. Start from verse 4. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our power is one power. And thou shalt love the Most High, thy power, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You see that? Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our power is one. And thou shalt love the Most High, thy power, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. I went here for here. I didn't come here for love. Maybe that was subconscious. Maybe it wasn't. But I went here for here. And what I want to touch on with this word here, it just don't mean just listen and just don't do it. That means take heed and do it. If the Most High give you an order, a commandment, that means you have to do it. So he's telling us, do this, Israel, and at a certain point, do this whole earth. You better love the Most High. You better love him with all your heart, and you better love him with all your soul, and you better love him with all your might. You understand? So this is where we're at. This is what needs to be done. Loving the Most High deals with respect, paying particular attention to. Loving your brother as yourself, he's commanding you to do that. And I'm saying that, I'm sure you heard me talking, that just don't mean man. That means love women too, the way they supposed to be loved. Right? Be committed to whoever you with. Cleave, be together. Forgive. Understand forgiveness, kindness, mercy, compassion, patience, respect, selflessness, and truth. It just seems like we're not getting a lot of these things today. If we were, why are we having so much trouble in all our relationships? Why does it seem like we're not building? Because the world doesn't know what this is. If you love me, if you love your brother, if you love the Most High like he's telling us to do, this nation could be built overnight. Right? Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. You know, they say Rome wasn't built in a day. But what is a day? 1,000 years to the Most High, but what is it to us? Let's see, maybe a year, 2 years. Of course, you know, nothing can be done overnight, but dealing with human beings. But it's a start, right? It can be done quickly, in other words. You think about all the things you've done that you actually wanted to do that didn't take no time at all because you were motivated to get that task done. So the Most High telling us to love each other, and we're supposed to be building this nation on the principles of love, not hate and who's right or wrong. You know, and I just want to interject something about, you know, a lot of people throw that verse up, how can two walk together, at least they be agreed? Well, I did some research on that verse. And the way I study, I like to break down every word. If it's something I'm having such a trouble with understanding a verse, then I go into the Hebrew meaning. And the one word that stood out in that verse is accept. Well, when you break that word down, you're going to come across the word debate. Are we supposed to be debating if everybody think they're right? How many riffs does that call cause? How much separation is that? How many ill feelings come about because we debate instead of just loving each other and respecting each other for each other's view on something and coming together and saying, what do we need? Forget everything else. What do we as a nation need right now? I don't care if you observe Shabbat, in the morning. I don't care if you start yours in the evening, but the whole nation, because I love the Most High, I love His people, and I love individuals. What do we need now? Are you putting, we put petty differences in the midst of things and causing separation. Okay, so meditate on that. Accept equals debate. And the way the Most High usually says things has something to do with a rhetorical question. So you have to think about that also. Okay, so back to the word respect in the online dictionary. It says an act of giving particular attention to, consideration, to consider worthy of high regard, esteem. Right? To consider worthy of high regard. That don't sound like the Most High. That don't sound like your people. If we're supposed to be chiefs, you know, studying the Hebrew language, you look at the word, the letter resh, and the left, which is both letters are in our name Israel. You know, the left means first, chief, and the race also means chief. The race also means high. Right? So let me get a better clearer definition for that, because this has to be said. Okay, let's see. Okay, so the left means ox head, strong power leader. That's what the left means. That's a letter in the name Israel. And the resh means head of a man, first, top, beginning. You see that? First, top, and beginning, leader. And you can go to the Lamed also, right? Because that means shepherd staff, teach, yoke, to bind. And I probably should have read that, right? In verse 7 of Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt take of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontless between thine eyes. You see that? Bind. And we just talked about the lament. And you can look up the word diligently. You're going to find that it means painstakingly. Right? Till it hurts. Teaching the law till it hurts. Following the law till it hurts. Loving the Most High till it hurts. Loving the people till it hurts. Loving individuals until it hurts. But once that pain becomes unbearable, dealing with people and the Most High and an individual, then you have to start asking yourself, is this worth it? Does this person love me in the same fashion that I love them? Then it may be time to leave. Right? I can't speak for everybody's situation. But I have to say that's something to weigh up, definitely, right? Yes. Okay, so separation between the Most High and the person. Let's see how you... Most High can... you can't lift up a man like the same way you do the Most High. You can lift him up a little bit. But that's why he's called the Most High. Right? And even in these damn times, with all the deities, they try to take on the Most High's role. We have to start calling him the Most Highest. Right? Yeah. It's not a bad idea. Okay, so synonyms for this word respect are appreciate, consider, esteem, regard, and admire. That don't sound like something for a person. Yeah. I appreciate you, bruh, for doing everything you've done for us, the people, family, the nation, you know. Consider, you know, you consider somebody's worth because they have been valuable in some way. Esteem, regard, and admire. These are things that deal with a person. You know, and the Most High, right? Because Most High said, in the end, we will consider things perfectly. In the book of Jeremiah. Okay, so regard and admire. We know that another key word here is consider. Well, I'll just skip over that. Because, what I want to say about that is the word consider is very important, because if it's not, then the opposite of it is inconsiderate. So how can we say this doesn't have any weight to it? Right? You think about that. Consider versus inconsiderate. And the definition for consider is to think about carefully. If you love somebody, if you love the Most High, you're going to think about something carefully that you do. Is this a sin? How would he be mad at me if I did this? Is this right? Is this righteousness? Right? So you have to consider, you have to think about the things that you do and apply that to your life. Apply it to serving the Most High, the people, and individuals. Well, you know, my wife might not like it if I do this. So if you know that person, then you shouldn't even have to ask your question, right? You probably should already know that. And vice versa. If you have a husband and you know what he don't like, why would you do it? Right? That's not love. Because I can tell you, that's not a good feeling, because you feel like you've been attacked. Actually, if someone do something against you that they know that you don't like, that's an attack. Because you should be thinking about that person's feelings carefully. All right, so. And there's a science behind that too. You want to look at Deuteronomy chapter 13, is it? Let me go there right quick. 13 and 6. Of course, you have to read the whole chapter. All this and that. It's gonna read differently to a lot of people, but the Most High does interject things in one verse in a chapter. It completely throw you off, and that's people who don't actually understand a lot of times how the way the Most High does things. Okay, so I'll read this Deuteronomy 13, verse 6. Hallelujah. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is thy own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers. So what is this saying? What happens when you take someone into your bosom? I studied that word bosom, and it's pretty deep. Okay, but you have to ask yourself, why is the word wife, bosom, and soul in the same verse? What happens when you take somebody and you lay them on your bosom? That just means your chest. And a woman put her head on your chest when you cuddle up, and now she has access to your heart, which has to deal with your soul. So she might ask you a question while she got her head. Her ear is on your chest, listening to your heartbeat. She's listening to your soul. She's got access to your soul. So be careful who you let lay in your bosom. And that's why you have to get to know a person before you lay down with them. You have to be able to trust that person to let them in your soul before you become one. Right? And that's when love kicks in, respect. You better consider. You better think carefully about who you laying down with. You better think carefully who you take into your bosom. Okay? So that's very important. And that's how you know we're not supposed to just jump into relationships. It's going to take a while before you really get to know somebody. I ain't talking about a month, 2 months, 3 months. And Satan plays tricks and makes things hurry along to make you think y'all been together for longer than what you have been. And then you jump into it, and then next thing you know, bad things start to happen. Okay, so this is the design of us getting to know each other, right? And it's funny how, you know, in the ancient days, not all the time, but you can see it where Eastern tradition is the parents choosing the husband or the wife, because they might have watched that child grow up, and of course they know their children better than that child know themselves, so they have the knowledge and the ability to say, this is a good match for my son, this is a good match for my daughter. You're talking about speed in the process. You know, yeah, you know, the parents are probably saying, yeah, you're right, my daughter will be a good match for your son. Yeah, my son will be a good match for your daughter. Okay, so, all right, where are we at now? To think about carefully, especially with regard to taking some action. Look at that. To think of, especially with regard to taking action. If you know, you done thought about what your mate wants and you know what they want, and then you want to take some action to please this person, then that's part of love. That's what you do. He'll like this, she'll like that, right? And that's why this next definition read the way I do: to regard or treat in an attentive or kindly way, right? To regard or treat in an attentive or kindly way. How did kind get in here, right? Because one of the attributes of love is kindness. Yeah. Okay, so kindness. Let's see, what was I getting ready to look up? Fear and anxiety. I read that already. Sleeka. Okay, so to treat in a kindly way. To treat in a kindly way. I don't know how that got down there. Okay. Fear not. First of all, I fear faces. Okay. All right. So what I wanted to do, let's see, we read that one. I wanted to read Exodus 20 and 20. That's why I wanted to do that. You know, computers, This technology is good when it works, but sometimes it'll just throw you for a loop. So that's what just happened. Okay, so Exodus 20 and 20 is what I wanted to go to next. After I sort of lost my train of thought. All right. So, Exodus 20 and 20. Hallelujah. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for the Most High is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. You see, part of loving the Most High is you're going to have to fear him, so that you don't commit sins and not love him or other people. All right. And we can see, you know, what the Most High meant by when he said, when we talk about loving him and relate respect to loving your fellow man. You know, again, look at the synonyms. Appreciate, consider, admire. Another definition for respect is to refrain from interfering with. You see that? To refrain from interfering with. You keep your distance in certain aspects of people, individuals, and even the Most High, right? Because, you know, when you're talking about Exodus, while we're here, when we talk, you can read where when the Most High came to Mount Sinai, and it was altogether smoke, and you had to respect that boundary, or he said you're just going to get shot through. You know, respect his words, respect what he tell us to do. And so you don't get shot down, because that's what happens to us, right? That's why we dying in the street. We not respecting the word of the Most High. It means nothing to people. So we get shot down in the street. And that's another topic. When we talk about sacrifice, and I saw a design of that in our law of Sukkot, because we are sheep, we are bulls, we are lambs, we are rams in his eyes. And that's why we sacrifice, because killing those animals represents you dying. Okay, so when you cut the animal's throat and all this blood is everywhere, that's your blood. Our blood is running in the streets, the concrete altar, just like the altar that was before the temple and the tabernacle. When sin happens against the Most High, there must be blood. And you want to talk about the spirituality of that. A connection, there is a connection between the word blood and word. So, since we can't shed blood, there's no judgment for sin, then we must use the word. And that's why words, that's why that old saying is pertinent, right? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Are you sure about that? The truth hurts. This word is the truth. So we have to say it with kindness, love and kindness, compassion, and be patient. But when that time comes, if you're talking about patience, mercy runs out. And we are getting to the end. So the Most High commanded us to love each other, and that's how I have to leave you today. The Most High is commanding us to love each other. It's not what you think. A lot of times, not what you say. He is commanding us to love each other before it is too late. And with that being said, I have to say shalom, shalom, peace and blessings, and I love you very much.